as far as I'm concerned.
What up, people? It's your boy Reese Ross, and welcome to As Far As I'm Concerned. Today is a little bit different. I'm rolling solo again. I ain't did that in a while, but I had quite a few questions come through over the last couple months, and I wanted to share them with y'all, give y'all a little bit of bonus content. So let's go ahead and get right into it, because I ain't gonna keep y'all too long, you know what I'm saying? So my first question is from Marky from Salem, Virginia. Marky said, "My dude, I got a question. Please be honest with me. What's the point of being honest with my girl about everything if she already set on not believing me? We argue like everybody else, but I've been making an effort on keeping my nose clean and being honest. But it seems like she believes me even less, and I'm starting to feel like throwing in the towel because it's going nowhere. What's your two cents? Help a brother out." Yo, first of all, Marky, appreciate you writing in, bruh. Look, I know the situation very well, and number one, I applaud you for realizing that, you know, you could change up to make her happier or whatever it is, but I also understand when you're making that effort to be honest with somebody and they still don't believe you. So I know where you're coming from when you say you're ready to throw in the towel, because it seemed like a losing battle when you're doing that. All I can really tell you is, at this point, if you're being honest and you're being honest with yourself and her, and you're not lying, you ain't out doing shit you ain't supposed to be doing. At this point, bruh, you got to make a decision about whether, and this is going to sound fucked up, I'm sorry, but at this point, you got to make a decision of whether this is the type of thing that you want to keep dealing with. Being that you can keep trying to move forward, but you also got to realize at some point that you're going to spend more time defending yourself than you are enjoying yourself. Now, I'm not telling you to leave. I'm not telling you to stay. I'm just saying, be honest with yourself when you ask yourself, is this the type of thing that I want to continue doing? Because as everybody knows, those arguments can start off real small, but they can quickly turn into some bullshit for no reason. So, yes, keep being honest with her, but at some point, and you know what, asking me might not be the right idea. You might want to put that to her, like, let her see, yo, I'm trying to be honest with you, I'm doing everything I possibly can to be better, but, you know, all I'm getting from you is you disagree, you still think I'm lying. Let her know that she put you in a predicament where, you know, you're at the point to where you're going to make what's probably going to be a drastic decision one way or the other, whether you want to continue to put up with it. So, like I said, I won't tell you to do either or, but believe me, I do know what you're talking about, and it's a hard thing to decide, you know, especially if you care for that girl. It's a hard thing to decide what you want to do. Again, at some point, you got to figure out whether this is something that you want to continue keep putting up with. If you want to continue spending your time defending yourself, especially if you haven't done anything. But that's about all I'm going to give you. I ain't getting in the middle of that. But anyway, man, I appreciate you writing in. And again, keep those questions coming in. All right. My next question is from Jess from Paint Bank, Virginia. Jess said, "I heard on one of your episodes, you and your guest said something about how people don't really communicate with each other in their own neighborhoods anymore. Just curious as to whether you think this is better or worse for these days. Love the show. Keep it going, Jess." Jess, that's a good question. Like, and I do remember having that conversation with one of my guests about how when I was growing up, the neighborhood you lived in, I mean, for the most part, probably one of the safest places you can be, being that almost everybody knew everybody or was at least familiar with everybody. You really didn't have to be eagle eye on your kid all the time because everybody was looking out for everybody else. Now, it is definitely not that. Now, people are more concerned with making sure they keep up their appearance and, you know, staying out of other people's things. And part of that is probably a good thing to do. You know, you don't need to be in nobody's business and stuff. But basically what we was getting at, or what I was getting at in that conversation, is I do miss that, being that, you know, like I said on that episode, I got people to live around me. I couldn't tell you who they was. If I seen them out in the street, I wouldn't know who they were. And just knowing how I grew up, where if you walk out of your house, you look around, you know 99% of the people you see. Or you're at least familiar with who they are, or, you know, who their family is or whatever. But the other part of that is, you know, I also miss, there used to be a time where you could go sit outside on your porch or whatever it was, and, you know, other people in the neighborhood would just show up, sit down, have a conversation, whatever. But now everybody act like they're scared of each other, or everybody think that other people got something going on, or somebody's up to something. And basically what I was saying is I just miss that feeling, like it's almost a feeling of family, where, you know, like I said, you know everybody in the neighborhood. Everybody's kids play together. Most of them grew up together, and we just don't have that anymore. People barely talk to each other. People barely speak to each other, it seems like. And I just feel like this is something that, you know, with electronics and social media and stuff like that, I think that's something that got kind of pushed to the side. And I guess it wasn't always good, because there's always a bad one in the neighborhood, but the difference is you knew who that person was if you grew up in that time. So as far as, do I think it's better or worse for these days? I actually think it's worse. And again, this is a personal opinion. I think it's worse because, me personally, I want to know the people that's around me, that's around my family. I mean, I don't have to be over their house all the time, or they over my house, but I still like to know who people are. Even little things like knowing if I go out of town that, you know, I don't expect my neighbors to patrol my house while I'm gone. But I do miss being able to feel like at least somebody's looking out. If something don't look right, then they're gonna let somebody know. It's just little stuff like that. And I feel like we got away from that. And it's nobody's fault, but I see more and more now people, especially on like Facebook and stuff, I see more and more now of people talking about, you know, they had a cookout or whatever and people came over. Well, here's the thing. That used to be something that happened, and this is not just any particular type neighborhood. This was all neighborhoods. Things like little cookouts or little get-togethers on the weekend, that stuff used to be a all-the-time thing. And you didn't have to get invited or nothing. You could literally show up at somebody's house and 2-3 other people show up. Next thing you know, you got a little get-together going on, everybody having fun, everybody cool. Now, you know, it's got to damn near be a major event for people to get together, and then when they do, it's hard to tell what might happen. Now, would that happen then, like, somebody get to drinking too much or whatever, get to argue and get to fighting? Yeah, I mean, you'll never get away from that. But my point is, people actually got together and did shit without feeling like they had to broadcast what they were doing, or even feel like they had to brag about that it happened. It wasn't something that you looked for. It was something that just happened. And me personally, and whether it's me getting older or not, I don't know, but me personally, I miss shit like that. Like, I miss being able to call somebody and be like, hey, what you doing? Come over, we'll play some cards or whatever. You know, now it's, you text people, you don't really know what they're thinking. You might see what they're doing on Facebook and get invited somehow. It's just a different vibe. So I actually think it's worse because people don't have that connection with each other that they used to have before. But Jess, that was a good question, and I appreciate you writing in. And again, keep those questions coming. All right, so my next one is from Lena from Blue Ridge, Virginia. Lena says, quick question. Do you have a favorite topic to talk about on your podcast? And is there plans to go on YouTube with video at some point? First off, Lena, thank you for writing in. I appreciate that. I really don't have a favorite or specific topic that I like talking about. I just like talking to people that are interesting to talk to. It doesn't really matter what we're talking about. It's more about the conversation with somebody that I'm interested in talking to. That's why, as of right now, you know, this, if you listen to the podcast, there's quite a few different types of people. There's all kinds of different subjects. It's just people that I find interesting, or they have something interesting to say, or they're interesting to debate with. There's really no specific thing that I like talking about. Somehow, not by design, relationships come up a lot. Men versus women shit comes up a lot, which I don't mind. Like, I'll talk about whatever to whoever. It doesn't matter. Whatever you're comfortable talking about, we can talk about it. But no, I don't really have a favorite topic. I have topics I stay away from for the most part. Like, I stay away from politics and shit. I just, you know, my views are my views, and who am I to tell you different from what you believe? You know what I mean? So to answer that part of the question, no, I really don't have a favorite topic. As far as plans to go to YouTube with video at some point, ironically, I am looking in that direction. As a matter of fact, by the time this podcast comes out, I will have a audio version of one of my episodes on YouTube. And that's actually via request from quite a few people that have asked the same thing, that use YouTube to even listen to their podcast. So I am going to start putting some of the episodes on YouTube. They won't have video to them, but the idea is to see what the response is to that. If I get the kind of response I want to see, then I'll keep doing it. If the response and the demand gets up a little bit, then I'll really start leaning towards doing video with the podcast. So I'm definitely looking at that stuff, but I'm also looking at adding a couple more things, and I'll go ahead and let y'all know this right now. I'll go ahead and put this out there right now. I got quite a few different things that I'm working on. One of the things, I'm going to add some stuff to the podcast, and one of the things that I'm going to start implementing to the podcast, people that know me know that I'm a huge true crime fan, huge paranormal fan. So what I'm going to start doing at some point is I'm going to start doing kind of like a true crime paranormal review. Basically, the concept is going to be, it's either going to be just me, or I may have a guest come on. The guest will do either a true crime or a paranormal story. I'm going to do the opposite of what they do. So if they do true crime, I'm going to do paranormal, vice versa. It's really going to be a review of different cases that interest me, that interest them. Same flavors as far as I'm concerned, where, you know, as far as the humor, as far as the comments, none of that's going to change. It's just going to be based around actual and alleged stories. And I say alleged because for a lot of the paranormal stuff, there's no way to actually prove what actually happened. It's kind of alleged. But anyway, that's something I'm going to be implementing at some point. And to start out, I'm going to start, once I start recording those, I'm going to start releasing those episodes like midweek from as far as I'm concerned. And what I'm going to be looking for is y'all's feedback to see how y'all feel about them. They're not going to be long. They're going to be 30, 45 minutes, you know, just quick little episodes. But what I'm going to be looking for is to see what y'all think about them. And again, the same as with video on YouTube. If it's received well, if the response is good, if there's people asking for it, then I'll continue doing it. If it exceeds what I think is a good response for that type of thing, it may become its own thing at some point, separate from as far as I'm concerned. And I'm actually thinking about letting y'all as listeners have a little input on this idea. So as a matter of fact, I'll put this out now. I have a name in mind for what I'm going to call this segment, and if it turns into its own thing, what the name of it will be. But what I'm going to do at this point is I want to get y'all's input. So, knowing me, knowing this podcast, knowing what it's about, I want y'all to send in what you think would be a good name for a true crime paranormal podcast hosted by yours truly. Because, again, I'm curious to what other people think. And look, I'm going to tell you, if somebody sends something in and I really like it, that's what we're going to go with. If I ain't really feeling none of them, I'll go with the name I already got picked out. But I'm including y'all, so afaicpod@gmail.com. If you got a name that you think I would like for a true crime paranormal podcast hosted by me, drop that name. If I pick it, I'll announce it on one of the episodes before we start, and we'll go with it. If not, I already got one. But that's the plans for right now. And again, the only reason I'm going to do it this way is because I want to see what y'all think. If y'all like it, we'll keep it going. If it ain't no big response for you, y'all don't like it, then we'll keep it moving and try something else later. But for right now, that's what I'm looking at. All right, so, and Lena, again, appreciate you writing in, and y'all keep that in mind. I do want to see some responses to that for name ideas. And the last question today is going to be the last question, because as promised, I'm not going to hold y'all long. This is a short one. This is solo. The alcohol is starting to kick in a little bit. So the last one is from Amanda, Caitlin, and Mel from Roanoke, Virginia.
Looking house.
And it says, "What's up, Reese? This is an ongoing debate with me and my friends, so we're putting you in the middle since we tend to listen to you when we're all together." So it says, so let's say you cool with somebody, but you do something by accident, and she put accident in quotation marks. It says, not sex or nothing, just a little more touchy-feely than you should have been over some drinks, or something like that. Yeah. It says, do you think y'all should discuss it, or should you just let it be if you know it didn't mean anything? And then it says, I won't say who thinks what, but I'm betting you're going to have my back, LOL. Even if you don't, I'll probably still freak out if you read this on the show. Loves, Amanda. Well, first off, Amanda, thank you for writing in. You may freak out because I am reading it. Yeah, that sounded arrogant as shit of me. I'm reading it. I am your God now. All right, so basically, one of y'all, and you didn't say which one, so I'm just going to say one of y'all. One of y'all got real extra touchy-feely with one of y'all's friends while y'all was drinking and stuff, and you want to know, should you and that person talk about it? And again, I'm saying you, because you didn't specify who did what, so since you wrote, it's you. You want to know if you and that person should talk about it, or just act like it didn't happen and keep it moving. If you knew it didn't mean anything. So I'm kind of like, unless you want it to mean something, keep it moving. There's no use to get things confused or start something that needed to be started if it wasn't nothing behind it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just let it go. Y'all had drinks. Y'all didn't smash or anything, so no harm, no foul is kind of how I feel about that. But I do know that going back and conversating about it might not be in either one of y'all's best interests, because the minute you start talking about it is when that other person might misunderstand what you're saying and think that it did mean something when they might not have thought it did at first. So I say, if all y'all did was kiss or a little rubbing or whatever y'all was doing, just, you know, let it go. Unless it's something that's going to be a problem, like it was one of your friend's boyfriends or something like that, unless it's something that's going to cause a serious problem, I don't personally see the need to go back and keep talking about it and bringing it up. Now, if it becomes something that happens on a regular basis, or quote unquote every time y'all drink or something like that, then yeah, because there's obviously something more going on. But you know, if it's somebody you've known for a while and it just happened one time, and you know, there's nobody in the middle of it to be hurt by it being somebody's girlfriend or somebody's boyfriend or something like that, I personally think you should just let it go. Like, again, no harm, no foul. They ain't hurt, you ain't hurt, ain't nobody's feelings hurt, ain't nobody getting hurt. Leave it alone, won't nobody be hurt. You know what I mean? But look, Amanda, I appreciate the question. I'm glad that y'all get together and listen to me. I don't really know what that says about y'all and y'all, what y'all doing with y'all's time, but yeah, I mean, I think everybody, and I use everybody loosely, I think everybody has or has had that one friend that, you know, they've been around for a while, and there's been occasions where there was some drinking involved or whatever, and something went a little too far. And like I said, y'all didn't sleep together or anything like that, but I think everybody has had that one person that, you know, there might have been a kiss, there might have been some touching or something like that, and both of y'all know it didn't mean anything. But I just feel like the minute you start talking about it, that's when things get confused about what's really going on. And again, let me reiterate, as long as there's nobody else in the middle of that to get hurt, being a girlfriend or a boyfriend that don't know about it or something like that, that's where your problems come in. But look, if all y'all are single, or both of y'all are single or whatever, and that happened, I don't see nothing wrong with it. But again, that's just my opinion. So do what you're gonna do, but now you know what I think. And just as a bonus, hopefully that is what you was thinking and I got your back, because I do. So again, you have my permission to go ahead and freak out, but like I said, keep on writing in, we'll keep on reading them, and that's how we're gonna do it. And at that, I'm gonna holler at y'all. I'm out. Make sure you send those emails in to afaicpod@gmail.com. Make sure you give me those 5-star ratings. Yo, send me those reviews. That only helps the podcast and help us grow. And like I said before, we got to feed the hoes. I'm going to holler at you. Peace.
As far as I'm concerned, this shit is over.